Hey, LifePoint Online, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We are blessed to have some guests here with us this morning, some of the leaders from our church, actually the folks who really carry the weight of mission in the middle of this Always and Everywhere series. So I am going to have them introduce themselves. We will start all the way over here on my right.
I'm Mark Shields. I'm the Family Ministries pastor at Westerville and also help with missions direction there.
Hi, I'm Lindell Bell, and I'm the Missions Director at the Delaware Campus.
And I am Christy Lowe. I'm the Missions Director at the Lewis Center Campus.
And I'm Corey DeCaro. I'm the Teaching Pastor at our Plain City Campus.
So when we jumped into this series last week, we were talking about the reality that we make our lives count as we make His name known. And one of the things that we highlighted here at Lewis Center is this idea that, you know, God is with you, always with you where you are. And He is always one step ahead of you. And I think in the roles that you all fill for our church, it is critical that, yeah, we have this sense that God is on mission. He's active around us. We want to join Him in that mission. But you guys kind of bear the weight of where is God going, right? Where is God taking us on mission as a church, both locally, nationally, and then globally? And so what we're going to do today is we're going to spend some of our time today, hearing from these folks from what God is doing at their campuses regarding this Always and Everywhere mission and kind of having this sense of where God is taking us. And so, again, last Sunday, one of the things that we talked about is really our desire to multiply, our desire to raise up leaders and to send them. And one of the ways that we are doing that right now is with our new Plain City campus. So, Corey, why don't you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, we had the privilege of doing a preview service this Sunday, and we hung in the first part of Acts for a little bit, where we see some of Jesus's last words before He leaves this earth and ascends to heaven. And so we parked in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 for a little bit, where it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And in this one verse, we see that Jesus has left us with power in the Holy Spirit to carry the mission forward, that He's given us this purpose to be witnesses for Him in making His name known, that He's given us this plan that locally and regionally and globally, and out of all the ways He can choose to accomplish that plan and carry out the mission, He chooses us. He chooses His people. And so what's really neat is we feel like we get to be a real-time part of that taking place, that here we are in Plain City, and we're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us carry the mission forward, and we have this purpose in our lives to make Jesus's name known in Plain City and the surrounding areas, and we have a plan, and not only we have a plan, we feel like we're kind of the fruition of that plan here at LifePoint with being a new campus, and what a privilege that Jesus has chosen us to carry all of this out. And so it's exciting. It is a thrill, and it's humbling to be part of this in seeing God's activity and God's movement right here in our local area.
You know, one of the things that I shared here at Lewis Center this past Sunday in regards to Plain City and even our other two campuses, Delaware and Westerville, is that every time we send people, I love it and I hate it, right? Because we see people that we've done ministry alongside for decades who are sensing God's call, sensing God's Spirit moving them, and they're going to come and they're going to be a blessing to Plain City, right? And we're excited about that, and I'm kind of low-key mad at you all the time, right? That's just the way it works.
That's
for
okay,
me.
Yes.
I'll get over it, but it's going to take me a little bit of time. So it was a thrill to, you know, stop by the campus out there on Saturday and see the renovations that have taken place, and I don't know exactly how many folks came to the preview service, 160 or so folks, right, came to the preview service, and so we're looking forward to launch in a couple of weeks. And, you know, again, the way that we talked about it last week here at Lewis Center was that a year ago, you know, our focus was getting from 7719 Graphics Way into this new building here at, here's our new location, and I just feel like a year ago, God was just sitting up there with his hands folded in heaven going, I can't wait to tell him about Plain City. You know, we had no idea, right, that God was, that was on God's mind and God's heart. But certainly it was, and certainly he did. And we were excited when he shared that with us. But I think it was encouraging then for us to think about, well, what is on God's heart for us a year from now? Things that we don't even know. So he's always with you, and he's always a step ahead of you. So how about you guys? Talk a little bit about what's going on at the Delaware campus and the Westerville campus.
Well, Dean, I hate to break your heart, but as far as that goes,
you don't hate it bad enough. I got a feeling you don't hate it bad enough. Yeah.
So I got to have an opportunity just this past weekend, and you know, when we talk about making our lives count for Jesus, there was a life group from Lewis Center that, because I'm the missions director at Westerville, I got to be a part of them going to Marion and being a part of that plant. So, you know, they got this trip. We're going to go to Marion, and we're going to pray for what God's doing there. We're going to try to, you know, till the soil in preparation for the launch of the Marion campus. And so all these people had never been to Marion before. So we go in there. Luckily, we get to go into the barbershop, right? And we get to meet the barbers that is in the spot where.
So stop right there. Let's tell everybody. So right now, our Marion campus is getting ready to launch. They'll launch before Easter, and we're moving into a facility that formerly was a barbershop that is still a barbershop, that we're ready for it to not be a barbershop so we can get everything done we need to get done. And just the transition and everything that's going on with COVID, supply chain, getting other things done to get the barbershop moved.
Yes.
So just as you said that, I just want to say.
Thank you. So, and in regards to that, what I realized was when we started praying, God started stirring the hearts of the people praying, okay? So afterwards, we get done, we pray at City Hall, we pray at the campus, we pray at a local community center, and then we kind of debrief. And so, you know, this is a Lewis Center life group that we're praying for. And one of the girls there is like, I don't know, it seems like wherever I am, a life point just happens to pop up. She's like, I go to school in Delaware, there's a life point. Like, I moved to Lewis Center, of course there's a life point. He's like, my parents live in Plain City, there's a life point. And now my husband works in Marion, and what do you know? There's a life point. And so she's like, I don't know what God's telling me, but I feel like he's been stirring my heart, and I think he might want us to be a part of the Marion plant. And so I was just like, you know, it was one of those things where what happened in that meeting, right, what happened in that prayer time was, it was like life points planting, and it was kind of like a renter mentality, like, oh, these people are going to go and plant, this part of our church is going to go and plant. But what happened in the course of that prayer meeting and then the debrief is that those people that were renters all of a sudden became owners. It was like, no, this is my church, and we're going to plant in Marion. It was really cool. So
yeah.
Thankful to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, stop praying, okay? Stop praying. Lindell, talk a little bit about Delaware and what's going on, because obviously you guys are kind of leading the point, right, on the Marion campus multiplication.
Well, as we're going through Acts, and the church is just exploding, and the Holy Spirit is leading the disciples, like, we can't handle all this, so we need to raise up more leaders to spread the gospel all around. And so Paul, who is going to be our lead pastor or our teaching pastor at Marion, they came to the first meeting at Delaware, the very first meeting, and they weren't involved in anything. They weren't living, they were living for themselves. They didn't have anything to do with church. And as they got more involved with LifePoint, God put on their heart certain things. They were living together. They decided to move out from each other, and then they moved up their wedding, and then Paul and Maddie got more involved, and they got involved in student ministry, and then Paul became a part-time staff member and then moved into full-time ministry, and then now God's leading him into, you know, moving out and starting this new church plant. So that's pretty exciting. And through his influence on some of our students, then there was some kids from Ohio Wesleyan and a group of cross-country kids, and one girl in particular, she's awesome. She's actually finishing up chiropractic school. She invited some of her girlfriends, and one girl in particular, Michaela Travella, she is now at discipleship training school at YWAM, which is Youth on a Mission, and so she's going to be finishing out there her training, and then she's going to be going to Central Asia. So just from that stirring that God put in someone's heart that didn't have anything to do with God at the beginning, mm-hmm. is now going out and being his hands and feet. So
yeah,
it's pretty exciting.
Incredible. Yeah. You know, one of the things talking about this week in the Always and Everywhere series is that, so while God has given us a heart to multiply locally, we're looking at nationally, and we've each of our campuses has been kind of connected as the relational point on a different church plant nationally. And some of those church plants, those relationships are kind of rounding out. Like, we made a commitment for a few years to be connected, and then some new partnerships are going to develop. And Christy's going to talk about that here in just a second. But one of those partnerships, I feel like, is kind of unique. With a church plant in Pittsburgh called Steel City Church, and God's activity in that church is really a one-of-a-kind story in some ways. So, Mark, I know Westerville is kind of the point lead on Steel City, so just talk about that plant there in Pittsburgh.
Mm. Man, thanks for asking. So, you know, when you think about the guys that planted there and just how God orchestrated things right there in Pittsburgh, inner city Pittsburgh, I think about, you know, Chris and Zach and what God stirred up in them. And you got a guy who was a principal at an inner city high school in South Carolina. And then you got another guy who grows up in, kind of goes to college in Pittsburgh, gets discipled by a guy at Life Point. It was really, really great opportunity. And God just worked in both of their lives and created this hunger. You know, when you talk about leveraging our lives for Jesus, right, and making his name count, these guys had that heart. And so they worked together. God orchestrated some things, and they're planting a campus right there in Steel City, America. And one of the things that Chris told me, I was like, man, what, like, as you've been doing that, like you've been there for 2 years now, and you're really starting to get some momentum. They got like over 80 people that are meeting each week to be a part of the church, and God's doing some great stuff. Like, now 2 years in and really starting to feel the flow, what would you say? And he goes, Mark, you know, what I would say from where I came from in Steel City, where I came from in South Carolina, now moving here to Steel City, he said, man, I'll tell you what, people there, they got hearts that are kind of like steel. He's like, they're hardworking guys, you know, like, they want to protect, take care of their families, and the ladies are just really dedicated, but they're super guarded. He said, there's almost like steel around their hearts, but he's like, Mark, it's like a wall that you have to traverse. It's really, really high, but if you put in that relational equity and you know, just go after them with the truth of the gospel. When they see it in your lives and they see this genuineness, he's like, dude, they want to know what this is about. And he's like, and these people, our neighbors, they're coming to this church. And Dean, the first time I go to this church, right, you know, it's on a hill, it overlooks the city, beautiful, gorgeous campus. I go like, you know, where's the parking lot? There's no parking lot at their church. It's right in the middle of a community, and you have to park on the street to go to the church. The church is over 100 years old, and God's just bringing in people from all over their community. It's really sweet what God's doing there.
I think I could deal with the parking problem as long as I don't have to become a Steelers fan. If I got to go there, that's going to be a problem.
Right.
That's a wall maybe too high.
Dude, right, for me. Yes, yes.
So I, you know, one of the things with the Steel City plant that, you know, they faced some challenges early on.
Yes.
They had some leadership challenges. And really most church plants, in my experience, would have kind of folded up at that point. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of would have gone their separate ways. And,
Yeah. Man,
I've been so grateful for how they've kind of stuck in there. And now they're seeing the fruit of those decisions.
Oh.
And so, Christy, talk a little bit about where we're kind of heading then with some of these other plants that we're going to be connected to nationally and relationally point-wise, how that works.
Yeah, as you mentioned, each of our campuses kind of run point on a North American partnership of some kind. So for the last 4 years, the Lewis Center campus has been connected with a church plant, Multiply Church, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, actually. And so we are actually coming to a place now where, while we always want to remain in relationship with these partnerships, we're getting to a place where actually we don't have to be providing resources in the same way that we have over the last few years. And so that's one example of just partnership gone well and right. And Canada has certainly been a difficult road over the last couple of years in the pandemic, in the midst of the pandemic. But the team up there, that church continues to grow and has done more than just survive the pandemic. And so it's just been an honor to be a part of them. You know, as I started thinking about even just partnerships in general, I'm always, always, always reminded of how Paul intros his letters to the churches in the epistles. And it's true for what partnership looks like. Just remembering people in prayers and fondness and thanksgiving for what they're doing. So Multiply Church has been a great example of that. We're actually in a similar situation. The Delaware campus for the last 3 years, almost 3.5 years now, has been partnered with a church, Journey Point Church, in a suburb of Denver, Colorado. And very similar. They are growing. Not only are they growing, they had a similar experience kind of to us in Plain City, where they've actually been able to launch a second location out of a merger. So we're actually watching that church now multiply. And so again, we get to stay relationally connected with our friends there, but we get to actually now reallocate some of the resources, thanks to just generosity of LifePoint members and regular attenders we've been able to give to them. We get to begin to reallocate some of those resources into new partnerships. And so I'm excited to kind of announce to you that we're doing that. So in 2022, we are looking to come alongside of two new church plants throughout North America. One is Hope City in Bismarck, North Dakota, and that partnership will be led relationally by our Lewis Center campus. And the other one potentially is Grace Church in Cincinnati, and the Delaware campus will be taking the lead on that one relationally. So what does that mean? So in those partnerships, it means we commit as a church to praying for them. And so in this announcement, I want to kind of challenge the church a little bit. I want to challenge you. Will you commit to praying alongside of these churches? Some of them are very young, planted, Hope City planted in the midst of COVID. So very young and slow. Grace Church is getting ready to officially launch. So as individuals, will you pray with us for these churches? As life groups, will you commit to kind of maybe adopting one of these churches as your own to stand in prayer for? The second thing that is partnership is we do financially support them to some degree. So the way that you give generously through the upcoming Wide Open World Missions offering, that's actually what fuels our ability to resource these churches in their early years. So that's another way is to give. And then finally, hopefully, I know people have been kind of itching to travel in the last couple of years, and things are looking good for global travel, hopefully, opening up fairly soon. It seems like we're going in a good direction, but domestic travel is very much so doable right now. And so our hope is through all of these partnerships, we have a team going to Steel City in just a couple of weeks, actually. And so through all of these North American partnerships, we'd love to have people say, hey, let's go out there and let's visit. Let's put our feet on the ground. Let's meet the people. Let's see the communities that these churches are loving and investing in and serving. And let's be a part of that in some way. So we actually invite you guys to participate too in a short-term capacity and maybe even sometimes in a longer-term capacity. A few years ago, we had a family that actually attended the Lewis Center campus that caught word of our partnership with Journey Point Church in Denver, and it was incredible. I remember the day that Amy came to me and said, tell me just a little bit more about this, and I didn't know where it was going to go, but at the time, her husband was actually commuting back and forth to Denver, and they caught word of just what was happening. While Bob was out there, he met with Chris Phillips, the pastor, loved the vision, wanted to be a part of it, and their family together prayed and ended up moving. And so we were actually able to send a family from LifePoint to be part of one of these church plants in a different part of our country. And I have to think that maybe some of you watching, some of you hearing about this, as we come to learn more about the vision of these new partnerships, maybe that's you. Maybe God's going to do something in your heart that actually is going to draw you towards saying, is there something in this place, in this church, that God's asking me, inviting me to be a part of on a longer term basis? So at whatever level that is, any of us would love to have that conversation with you about how you can be more involved in these partnerships around the country.
Yeah, and so we had the opportunity to send Jared from our team out to Denver to talk with Bob and Amy about how this has gone really over the last, 4 to 5 years. So being out there, moving, being part of Journey Point. I was actually randomly talking to a friend of mine. We were emailing back and forth last week, and he said, man, I just happened to be in Denver. I met Chris Phillips, and he was talking about LifePoint, which is really, really great.
That's great.
We love Chris and our group. But Jared went out and was able to capture some of Bob and Amy's story. So take just a second now and watch that with us.
So we were looking for missions opportunities at LifePoint and had gone to a meeting or two and met with Christy Lowe and looking through all the opportunities. And there was this one opportunity out here in Denver with this new church starting up, Journey Point. Christy had said, if you go out there, and we were planning a trip for our anniversary out there, you should meet with Chris Phillips. He's the pastor at Journey Point. We were going to figure out kind of the needs they had at their church and then come back to LifePoint and actually plan, you know, maybe some trips with Christy. Well, after about 2 hours of meeting with Chris for lunch, I think we got done with lunch and kind of got in the car and looked at each other and said, I think we're supposed to move to Colorado.
And we decided as a family to pray and fast for 2 weeks, which we did. And then we came back together 2 weeks later and all were in agreement that we wanted to move out here.
In Denver, the culture here is so much different. There's 32,000 people for every evangelical church here, and there's 2,000 people for every dispensary here. 95% of the people in Denver feel spiritually disconnected or are spiritually disconnected. The suicide rate is 3 times the national average for teens out here.
That is one thing that can be difficult sometimes. You feel the fact that you live in a significantly spiritually disconnected city. But yet you look outside and you've got God's beautiful creation, which is kind of amazing and ironic at the same time.
The interesting thing is when you build these relationships, I actually think people here are more curious to hear what you have to say. And so you can really have some fun conversations about all things, including religion and God and Jesus. And it's been really enjoyable, actually.
If God is calling you to something like leaving your home and family and to go plant a church or do whatever, it's not always easy, but you can trust God that He will provide. And I have to share, when we were struggling and couldn't find a place to live, and I guess I was feeling really anxious, Will had slipped this note into my Bible. And it was, Mom, I know you've been really stressed out lately, and I just want you to trust in the Lord, and He will give you peace just as He has given me peace. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. And I always, that was kind of like our verse with moving. And it's still like, and the day, I mean, there's still days that are very difficult. And then I just remember that God is with us. And it reminded me that even though I may not understand something at the moment, I know He called us here, and I just have to remember that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing just a little bit about Bob and Amy's story. And I hope that you will take seriously this calling, this challenging that God is giving us to multiply, to go to the ends of the earth, wherever it is that He wants us, to places in Canada, North Dakota, and Colorado. And Corey, as you lead the Plain City campus, will you please partner up with somebody in like Boca Raton or somebody like that? And I will go. I'm with you, all right? Listen, I hope that as you've joined us today, you're getting a sense that always and everywhere, no matter where you are locally, nationally, globally, wherever it is that that you are going, where God is taking you, that he is always with you. He is always one step ahead of you. And as we take the opportunities to make his name known, that's how we know that our lives count and how our lives are going to matter. And it is our joy to be involved in the mission. So, Lindell, if you would, pray to close us
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Dear Father, you are just amazing. How you just go before us and see all of the activity that we just get to enjoy along the way. And we are just so grateful to be a part of that activity. And not only in our church, but with our domestic partnerships and our global partnerships, that you will lead people that maybe don't think that they have anything to give, but through you, that they'll be able to have that courage and boldness to take that step and to lead us all towards just your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.